In Unity, we have a wonderful daily inspirational magazine called The Daily Word. And we like to read the word for the day at our Sunday service. And I'll ask one of our board members, Timothy Simpson, to come forward and read our daily word today.
Thank you, Reverend Sandy. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The word for today is balance. And I honor life's shifting rhythms, sometimes trying to balance my schedule, meet my obligations, and even find times for the things that I enjoy can leave me scrambling to figure out how to fit it all in. Today, I take my cue from nature and notice the rhythm of the seasons and the tides, the cycles of growth, and the order that underlies all things. I appreciate how seamlessly the natural world balances itself and restores itself to harmony. This gift of harmony and balance lives in me. I honor myself when I flow with it instead of forcing my will upon it. I listen to my body's many signals. I rest when I'm tired, eat when I'm hungry, and socialize and seek solitude as I need to. As I care for myself, I find balance. For there is nothing better for people under the sun than to eat and drink and enjoy themselves. Ecclesiastes 8:15.
Thank you. And so I invite you to join with me now in allowing these words to move in the heart and the soul of your being, and to just relax and take time to breathe, to let go, and to be in the presence of Mother, Father, Spirit, God, graciousness. So as you breathe, as you relax and let go, I will be toning the singing bowl, and I will invite you to allow that energetic vibration to move in and through and around you as you immerse yourself in this now moment of being one with Spirit. And if we, as we feel, so we still hear the remnants of that energetic note that is of the heart chakra, as we allow it to move through our very being, as we relax into infinite spirit, we are grateful for this time that we set apart. We are grateful for this time that we choicefully move into a connection with the allness of Spirit. We remember that the truth of being lies not in our outer physical world. The truth of our being lies in the infinite, ever-present, ever-ongoing energy of Godness. That flows in and through all of creation, eternally becoming, of which we are a part. And in this time of shifting from our outer physical, intellectual, egoic personality mind, as we allow that to just flow away on the beautiful notes and waves of this music, we begin to immerse ourselves in the allness, the wholeness, the oneness of infinite light, of that which is the true God, not made in the image of man, but that is the ever ongoing energy of all existence, of all creation becoming, of which we are a part, each of us uniquely infinite and wondrously made. And as we breathe, as we breathe, as we breathe, it allows us to remember that greater truth, to be one with that spirit inherent within us, and that is also all around us. With every breath that we release, we let go and we recognize the pattern of all creation, which is the tide coming in and flowing out, the sun rising and setting, the seasons that come and go. For it all exemplifies, embodies that which is creation, that which is the true God, of which we are each and every one of us an intrinsic part, every moment. So right here and right now is a time to be immersed in that awareness, in that light, to be infilled, to be uplifted, to be inspired. And then to breathe out, to release, to let go the tension we may be hanging on to, the concerns. For in this now moment, there is only the light and the healing, loving presence of Godness enveloping us, moving through us, breathing us. We feel our very heart and spirit responding to that which we know to be the truth of our being. We feel a stirring and an awakening. We feel every cell responding, dancing, filled with a sense of gratitude. As we just simply allow ourselves to be the infinite mind and heart that is the essence of God, wisdom and grace, whispers the answers to the questions that we may have, lends a light of strength and courage to navigate that which is before us, inspires us to step forward in being all that we are, and we recognize the grace of this presence ever with us, every moment, every step, every experience. And so we take a few moments to simply rest and relax, to be infilled and inspired in the silence as we connect with all of creation, with all that is of God, in the heart of our being, in the silence. And having taken this moment to remember the truth of our being and to reconnect with the heart and soul of all that we are, from this place of infilled light and love, we send forth our prayers to bless our loved ones, our friends, to bless world situations. And so we take this moment to speak aloud the names or the places of those we would especially bless at this time. The upcoming election. Unity of Michiana Spiritual Center, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. Ann Curry, Dale Curry, Isabel. The Hempen and Spaeth family. Jolene, Richard. Judy, Aldo. Sue Ann, Sue. Vicky, Evan. Bill. Misty. Jill, Jessica. Brianna. Little baby Beckett. We give thanks in the awareness that these prayers, as they are breathed forth, carry that energetic vibration of highest healing grace and good in guiding each of us forward. For these prayers that are sent with hearts of love, we say thank you. And so it is. Amen.
Just a little bit of time, just my highest good, then it will be mine. I do believe I will receive, just want to know, and then declare it to be so with an open mind. Just a little bit of time serves my highest good.